Isaiah 35. The desert and the dry land will rejoice, and the desert will celebrate and blossom. So this is a picture of how the land is going to be in the kingdom of God. It will burst into bloom and rejoice with gladness and shouts of joy. The glory of Lebanon will be given to it. The splendor of Carmel and Sharon, they will see the glory of Yahweh, the splendor of our God. That is, God himself is going to live on earth, and his glory is going to be seen. Strengthen the feeble hands, and strengthen the knees that are weak. In other words, those who, like us, who are weak, who think, well, how could all this be? He's saying, be strong. This is really going to happen. Say to those of fearful heart, be strong, do not fear. Behold, your God comes. He will bring vengeance. He will bring justice, and he will save you. Then the eyes of the blind will be opened, and the ears of the deaf will be unstopped. Then the lame, who can't walk properly, will jump like the deer, and the tongues of those who cannot speak will sing for joy. Yes, waters will burst forth in the desert, and streams will run through the burning sands, and the thirsty ground will become like fountains of water. Where jackals used to haunt, there will be a green pasture land with reeds and rushes. So, all the curse that came upon the earth in the Garden of Eden is going to be taken away. And really, this earth on which we live is really going to become like what we've read. And people who are handicapped, etc., are going to be cured, and all that will be no more. There will be a highway there, and it will be called the Way of Holiness. Unclean people will not be able to be on that journey, because it will be for those who wish to travel upon it. There will be no lion there, nor any dangerous beast wandering around it will not be found there, but the redeemed of the Lord will walk there, and the ransomed of the Lord will return and come to Zion with singing. Everlasting joy will be upon their heads. Joy and gladness will consume them, and sorrow and sighing will flee away. So there will be no more sadness, there will be no more tears, forever and ever and ever. And you and me really can be there if we want to be there. But you've got to want to be there. And that means not being blinded by this world that says, no, the greatest life is to have this life. Have a cool life now. No, the greatest life is yet to come. And we are working now to spread the knowledge of that kingdom and to believe in it and to let those things, the things of God's kingdom and of Jesus who made it possible, to let those things be the most important things and the passion of our lives.